This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Small businesses are everywhere around us, and they're a crucial part of our economy. But how can you say whether a small business is successful or not? Today, financial planner Byron Moore explains how we can predict the long-term success of a small business on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
There are a lot of ways to judge the success or lack thereof of a small business. How much stuff they sell, their profits, the number of employees, the years in business that they've got, and any combination of these things. And each of these factors is important, maybe irreplaceably so. But I want to suggest that a small business will not be as successful as the owner ultimately wants until he's ready to sell that business. And to be sold, a small business has to be able to survive without the present owner showing up every day, and there's got to be a willing buyer with sufficient resources to effect the transaction. Now, most of the time, both of these things can be done only by sufficiently developing the people under you. Let me say it another way. If you own a small business, until you have developed your own successor, your small business is probably not successful. In fact, it's highly vulnerable. Owning a small business often means that you simply own your own job. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but if that's the case, you really don't have anything to sell to somebody else. The only way to create sufficient value in a business so that you've got something to sell is to so organize the business that it can thrive apart from you. Additionally, very few individuals who would naturally be inclined to purchase a small business have the financial resources yet to do so. Therefore, most small businesses are sold based on either interfamily financing, in which case the buyer borrows the money from mom or dad, or owner financing, in which the buyer pays the owner for the business over time. The owner holds a note during the payment period. Suppose none of your employees is capable of running the business. Then you need to ask yourself, why is that? I find many small business owners can do it all: sales, operations, logistics, personnel, accounting, negotiation, and the list goes on. In fact, let's admit it, there's a huge ego stroke when you're told over and over how important you are to the running of your own business. The truth is that most small business owners can do everything but reproduce themselves. And yet that may be your most important task when it comes to maximizing the value of your business. John Maxwell says the more people you develop, the greater the extent of your dreams. I would add the greater the extent of your freedom. Next week, I'll walk you through the four steps necessary to develop your people and ultimately to find and develop your own successor. It's not going to be easy, not going to be automatic, and certainly is not a guaranteed process, what is, but it's one that you can hardly afford to put off any longer. Failure to reproduce yourself now is failure to be free later. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.